The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says the party is ready for tomorrow's Congress in Sunyani. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Greenstreet explains some constitutional amendments which will be made before the Congress. He took Radio Ghana's George Ankara through activities lined up and the contestants for the race.
We're entirely ready. All preparations have been put together. I speak to you from Sunyani, where most of the current leadership of the party are, including the members of the Congress committee who are supervising this Congress on the party's behalf. So we are looking forward to a very successful occasion and the election of new national executives who will steer the affairs of the party for the next 4 years. That includes a national chairman, 3 national vice chairpersons, a general secretary, a national treasurer, and 3 organizers, a youth organizer, a national organizer, and a women's organizer.
If you say you are ready, what are the levels of preparation, security-wise? Are all the delegates ready there and whatever support services and all that?
The delegates are all arriving today at various different times, depending on their departure time from their relevant location. So they will be coming from the 3 northern regions, from Ashanti, Volta, Eastern, Western, Greater Accra, and Central. And they're all departing at various different times today. And they will all arrive at Sunyani at the appointed time. And they will be spending the night at accommodation close to the Sunyani Polytechnic, where the event is taking place. This evening, there will be a national executive committee meeting of the party, which will deliberate on some constitutional changes the party is making, pass some resolution, and deal with other internal administrative matters that confront the party. And then tomorrow, the formal program of the Congress itself will take place with messages from the party itself, solidarity messages from other parties, and then the Congress voting itself to elect the new officers.
You just had Ivor Greenstreet, who is the General Secretary of the CPP, and we go straight to our correspondent in Sunyani, John Sam Arthur, who's joined us online. Thank you very much for joining us, John.
Hello.
Yes. Now, John, if you can hear me, what update can you give us as far as the Congress is concerned?
Well, basically, you can call it the calm before the storm, because I've been talking to some executives in the region, and they tell me that from this afternoon to towards the evening, they are expecting the delegates to start coming in their numbers, because most of the kids coming in, that's about 2,500 of them, will be housed at the Sunyani Polytechnic, some of the various halls and hostels on the Polytechnic campus. So as I speak now, it's gradually gathering momentum. The delegates are trickling in. I've seen some number of regional chairmen who are already in preparing for the NEC, that's the National Executive Council meeting tonight. You know, so but basically, from now, you know, till the evening, we're expecting the delegates to start coming in droves.
Okay, so you can confirm to us that they are yet to arrive.
Yeah, some of them are arriving, but it's just a trickle now, and I've been told that towards the evening, it's really going to increase, especially with delegates from the distant areas like Accra and then the north. They're expecting them this evening, you know. But the interesting thing is that the CPP executives in Brahaf were telling me this is the first time that the CPP is organizing a Congress of this nature in the region. And so they are very, very excited about it because they think they have a very beautiful region and they are going to market it to their fellow CPP family members. And so that's one aspect of the whole Congress that I find interesting. The fact that Brahaf has been like a conference destination of choice in Ghana, with almost every party having come here to host one gathering or the other. But for the CPP, I'm just learning that this is the first time ever that they are holding a national congress here. And so the CPP members in the region are really excited about this year's Congress.